about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Doesn't it seem like, you know, I was just here? You know, and now that you have that on-demand button on my website, you can listen to me all the time. I know, pretty cool, pretty cool. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have a lot to talk about. It looks like scientists are kind of tinkering with a few things today. So we're going to talk about some cool things. One is there's going to be a space elevator by the year 2050 that's going to take us up out into space. Trip is going to be about a week long, but yep, going to be an elevator. I'd hate to be the employee that's got to clean that shaft, but we'll talk about that. I also, looks like a scientist has developed edible packages for food. So after you drink your soda, you can eat the bottle. That's what he's designing. Also, it looks like there's going to be some new types of fix your radio. You guys are having a pause on your radio. Yeah, there's going to be some new advancements in hair transplants. So we'll talk about hair transplants. And we're going to talk about how only 50% of Americans are paying their taxes. I actually thought it was a lot less, but 50% of Americans are paying their taxes. So I'm going to have to complain about that. But as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day. So please call in. And I want to hear from you. I'm not a doc in a box. I hate that. People are like, are you a doc in a box? No, I'm not in a box. This is radio. You're listening to me by radio, by internet, by XM. I'm not a doc in a box. But if you do want to call in, ask your medical questions, I will take a crack at them. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep it clean, people, keep it clean. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. All right, and remember, GCNLive.com has all my archives, my podcasts, old shows, new shows, even my picture. There's me. See? What you do is you go to Genesis Communications Network website. You scroll down. You're going to see Alex Jones, who looks all handsome. You're going to see Scott Hennin, handsome. You're going to see Free Talk Live. You're going to see, oh, there's Dr. Dahlia. Oh, so pretty. Okay, good. And then you click on demand, or you could click anything you want to, and you can listen to Dr. Dahlia anytime you like. All right. So let's go into this whole hair transplant. They say doctors are going to have to find new areas to take hair when they do a hair transplant. Now, you understand what happens with hair transplants. Many men with receding hairlines, especially in the frontal area called male pattern baldness, or they get the bald spot in the back, what doctors usually do is they do a grafting. They take hair follicles that are alive and well and not dying off, maybe either from the back of the head, you know, et cetera, and put it on the front of the scalp. Well, what ends up happening is after a while you run out of hair or areas in the back. I mean, you don't want big bald spots in the back of your hair or the back of your scalp. So now doctors are thinking about going to your legs. They think that if they take the hair from your legs, it'll be a more natural look. Okay, you could get hair from your back, hair from your, no pubic hair. Come on, people. Hair from the legs. It makes a lot more sense. They're trying to go for a natural look. All right, hair from the legs. You need finer hair to come up with a more natural look. And they think the legs will offer an abundant supply of hair follicles. Now, from what I understand, the price is $7 to $10 per hair follicle graft. I'll take two. No, you don't get it. Hair follicle graft, each little follicle, I mean, take a look at your arm or your leg or your mustache, right? Each dot is a follicle, right? So we're talking $7 to $10 per dot. Each follicle has anywhere between 1 to 4 strands of hair. So you're going to need multiple grafts. That's going to be a lot of money, all right? But at least your legs will hopefully have enough hair. Right? They say 70 to 80% of the fine transplanted leg hair flourished in its new home on top of the head. And they said that 3 to 4 years later, patients that experience minimum hair loss in the transplant area. Now, I have a lot of hair on my legs. Let me look. Let me count here. I know. Spring's coming. I'll shave them in the spring. It's the winter now. I don't know. It's cold. All right. So, yeah, I got the Lincoln Day dinner coming up. I'll shave my legs. But anyway, I got plenty of hair. And, you know, my hair is starting to thin. You know, women get baldness. They call male pattern baldness in women, but women lose their hair. They thin their hair. They start to go bald very commonly. So this could be also used for women. And Lord knows I got plenty of hair on my legs. Okay, so hair transplants, that's what we got with that. I got wet. That wasn't academic enough for you? Okay, let's find something academic here. Let me see. I have something here. Let me see what we have here. Okay, this is something academic. You want academic? Here we go. This is from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. All right? They are going to now give us the warning signs of foot arthritis. Are you ready? Number one, you have trouble walking. Number two, tenderness and pain could be a sign of foot arthritis. Number three, stiffness and reduced ability to move the feet. And number four, swelling. Those could be signs of foot arthritis. There, that's as academic as it gets, okay? That's it. Your feet hurt, right? You don't move as well. You're a little more stiff. Foot arthritis. There, is that academic enough? Okay, we're going to be coming up on break soon. There's been some news that actually a study saying ovarian cancer could be linked to endometriosis. Now, I don't know how many women listen to my show. I don't really know how many people. You know, it's probably single digits who listen to my show. But I could just tell you, I know a lot of you women out there have endometriosis. Okay, we're going to talk about what endometriosis is and how it looks like there is an ovarian cancer link. And then, if we have time, with all the stories I want to tell, they're saying if employers decide to look you up on Facebook and they see pictures of you partying, it may be good. They say if your employers see you with a margarita and a mojito in your hand, it may actually be good. I don't see how, but we'll talk about that. So, lots to talk about. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call in now. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Hi, everybody. You know, it's funny. I've been on air for a few years now, and I really like jingles on commercials. And so I would hear the commercials in between my show on break, and some of them are really catchy, right? Like we were just listening to one that had some real nice harmonies. So would come back on air, you know, and I'd be singing them. You know, like, I don't know, like a shirt commercial, you know, raise your hand, you know it. You know, you're singing it. Yeah, and you know, my boss would be like, no, Dahlia, other commercials play in other cities. You can't just start singing, you know, People won't know what you're singing to. And, you know, plus you're off key. So if for some reason I ever just start kind of, you know, humming a song, it's because of the catchy commercial we've had. But I really think they need to come up with a lot more jingles on these commercials, because I just think jingles and music work. We've always looked at how music helps the mind remember. You know, whenever you guys can't remember something, make it into a song. Just do it. Make it into a song, you know. I don't know if I have an example. Like, you talk too much song. Okay, you know the song, you talk too much, I say you never shut up. Okay, so let's say you have to go to a grocery store, and you have to buy toilet paper, you have to buy tampons, and you have to buy Coca-Cola. You know, you can make a song, you know? You toilet paper too much, and you, I don't know, you just turn it into a song, and you'll remember it better. Okay. Okay, that's your neurological advice for the day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's your neuro tip. Right? Okay. Seinfeld actor is in critical condition after he tried to shoot himself in the head. Daniel Von Bargen, who played George Costanza's boss, Mr. Kruger, on Seinfeld. I think he's also in Malcolm in the Middle, playing Commandant Spangler. Well, oh, that's right. Commandant Spangler. Oh, yeah, I know who this guy is. All right. Apparently, 61 years old, he called 911. From a Cincinnati apartment after telling the operator that he shot himself in the temple. Now, he, I guess he's in very critical condition. Nobody can talk to a, reach even a representative for Von Bargen. I mean, the fact that he was able to call 911 and tell them this happened means he was, you know, I mean, it obviously wasn't a fatal gunshot wound, but he is in serious condition. Seinfeld actor. After an apparent suicide trying to shoot himself in the head. Another tragic story. Did you guys hear about this gentleman in Berkeley? Peter Cooker was killed. Now, he was killed in the midst of an Occupy protest. Not because of the Occupy protest. He had an issue, right? And I guess the family called 911. But the police did not respond because they claimed they were busy with the Occupy protest. Okay. Apparently, they say here on Saturday night, so this was just a few days ago, Peter and Andrea Cooker called Berkeley police on a non-emergency line to report a trespasser outside their garage. But the police did not respond immediately, claiming they were busy with an Occupy protest. Soon after, this trespasser beat Mr. Cooker to death. The guy was 23 years old, who was the trespasser, and the victim was 67-year-old. So, apparently what had happened was when they had come home before the beating on Saturday, they found DeWitt, the 23-year-old assailant, standing outside the garage asking to see a woman they did not know. The Cookers told him there was no one there by that name and asked him to leave. Once inside, they called the police just to kind of report the situation. We're told an officer would arrive shortly. However, the department allegedly called off the dispatch because officers were too busy with the Occupy Oakland march that was headed for Berkeley. So the police never arrived. So Peter Cooker left the house and walked to a nearby fire station for help, but the station was out on call as well. When he came back to the home, the 23-year-old DeWitt dragged Cooker into the bushes and beat him to death while his wife watched from inside. The wife called 911. Finally, officers responded, but by then, her husband was dead. Now, I don't know if any of you have noticed, you know, over the last few months on the show, I've not really been the biggest fan of the Occupy protest, not in the least. I think it has wasted and expended multiple resources. And I've been very, very frustrated because what should have just been very, you know, calm demonstration example of our freedom of speech right has turned into huge drug fest, violent situation, moochers, people, you know, urinating in churches and, you know, desecrating I'm trying to think back. Remember, somebody stole the holy water vial in a church, and then somebody else urinated on a cross. I mean, these are the types of things that have been happening with this Occupy protest. But it has also taken away many of our police force and our first responders. And this is just one example, of the many examples that has happened. And I'm extremely frustrated because they still want to go on. You know, the Occupy protest isn't going to go away. It's going to get worse because as the government decides to add more programs that need to be paid for by taxpayers, the people that pay the taxes are going to say, all right, let's shift it on to the rich guy. Now, I'm sure you heard in the beginning of my show that the big headline of the day was only 50% of Americans pay their taxes. Now, I had heard of a figure that only 30% pay their taxes a few months ago. But the latest figure now is 50%. So you have 50% paying income taxes, 50% not. Oh, Dr. Dolly, it's all the rich people. No. They're not saying that. They're saying, you know, many people are just not paying. You know who's not paying their taxes? Cindy Sheehan. Remember Cindy Sheehan, who lost her son in the war? Yeah, she's an anti-war activist. She said she won't pay taxes because her son died in an immoral war. So I guess the IRS is suing her. But there are many people out there that just really don't think they have to pay taxes. This year's Index of Dependence on Government presented startling findings about the sharp increase of Americans who rely on the federal government for housing, food, income, student aid, and other assistance. But another eye-popping number, this is reported by CBS Channel 21 News. I'm trying to find the city for you guys. Sorry, I don't have it yet. It says that most Americans, 50% of Americans, do not pay income taxes. All right? Yet, most of the population that don't pay the taxes are the ones that receive the federal benefits. They say one of the most worrying trends in this index is the coinciding growth in the non-tax-paying public. The percentage of people who do not pay federal income taxes, who are not claimed as dependents by someone who does pay them, jumped from 14.8% to 49.5%. So it went from 14.8% in 1984 to 49.5% in 2009. So 151 million Americans paid nothing in 2009. Now, all right, they're blaming health care on the doctors. All right, doctors are ordering too many tests. All right, they're blaming the lack of there being money for programs on the rich. Okay, when is somebody going to see the truth? You know, one of my engineers who I worked with at KDWN, KDON, Jim Dallas, you know, had suggested, why not after 99 weeks of unemployment benefits, it becomes a loan? You know, why can't, you know, at week number 100 and 101, it becomes a loan and you pay it back? You know, and it's like, why is everything for free? Why is Medicaid free? Why can't somebody pay $5, $10? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you don't understand the poor. What I don't understand is there's a lot of people not poor that aren't paying taxes, that are getting all these entitlements. They're getting the housing, food, income, student aid, etc. I don't understand why illegals get to have discounts on their college tuition when the rest of us have to pay out-of-state tuition. That I don't understand. I'd like to understand it. I really would. I'd like to say, government, you are doing a damn good job. But I can't, knowing that I have to carry the burden of half this country is very frustrating. Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, honestly, all these right-wingers are right-wing nuts. Well, no, they're probably ticked off that they're paying taxes for people who don't pay. Now, mind you, you know, being a spiritual person as I am, of course, we take care of our poor, we take care of our sick, we take care of our elderly, we take care of people who can't take care of themselves, we take care of our clergy. But really, is that up to 50%? Really? Is 151 million Americans disabled? Really? I think there's a little bit more to it. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items and counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date updates. Follow me on Facebook. By the way, if you guys want to see a real cool video of open heart surgery, I just put it on my Facebook fan page, the Dr. Dahlia Show fan page. Pretty graphic, but it's interesting because apparently these doctors performing this operation decided to tweet and Facebook and YouTube as they went. And for many of you that have never seen open heart surgery, it is cool. See, I really dig that kind of stuff. I think it's cool. So just go to my Facebook fan page on the Dr. Dahlia Show and you will see the video. Very cool stuff. Okay, so Obayashi is planning a nanotube space elevator in 2050. A space trip using an elevator, they say, may come true in 2050 as general contractor Obayashi Corporation is planning to construct a space elevator stretching 9,600 kilometers above the ground. Okay? The concept of such an elevator has been in science fiction novels. We know that. But it became possible after the 1991 discovery of carbon nanotube, which is a lightweight material more than 20 times stronger than steel. Under the plan announced this week, and I'm reporting this from the Japan Times, the company will build an orbital station at an altitude of 3,600 kilometers, a final destination for, oh, I hope there's a bathroom, a final destination for space travelers and housing experimental and developmental facilities using the space environment. It is a six-car elevator expected to travel at a speed of 200 kph. Okay, now, if there's mile per hour, kilometer per hour. Okay, kph. Sorry, it's been a long day. At 200 kilometers per hour. Why are they talking in miles? Come on, I hate reading these foreign articles because I need a translator to figure out the kilometers. I know what it's, I know kilometers, there's 1,000 kilometers to me. Okay, I know it's like a 2.3 conversion. Look, ask me at 6 in the morning, I'll answer it. Right now, no. Alright, so anyway, 6-car elevator expected to travel at a speed of 200 kilometers per hour will be capable of carrying 30 people at a time and will take about 7.5 days to arrive at the orbital station. Oh, there's gonna have to be bathrooms. According to the company, construction work will start around 2025. Ooh, jobs! Get your applications in early. A rocket will be launched to transport 2 reeled cables using carbon nanotube and other materials to an altitude of about 300 kilometers, where a spaceship will be assembled. So they're going to assemble the spaceship in air, I guess. The spaceship will unreel the cables towards the Earth. Oh, yeah. Like we've been having all these things fall out of space, right? All right. The spaceship will unreel the cables towards Earth. Everybody get your umbrellas out that day. Well, continue to soar to the summit of 96,000 kilometers, which is about 1/4 the distance from the Earth to the Moon. Well, why are they just stopping there? If you're going to do a project, don't do it halfway. Please, quit being lazy. Then the cables will be reinforced from the ground using elevator cars, which will ascend to the summit. You know, I have 2 boys, and the one thing they've always wanted to do when they were younger is hit the button in the elevator that causes it to stop, right, in the middle of the shaft, because they thought that would be funny. Yeah, and then try to open the doors, you know, like John McClane in Die Hard. Yeah, my kids aren't going in this. No way. Then the cables will be reinforced from the ground using elevator cars, which will ascend to the summit. The reinforcement, wouldn't your ears pop? The reinforcement work will be conducted 510 times. Whew, talk about obsessive compulsive. The elevator will be powered partly by electricity generated by solar power from space. The company at present cannot calculate how much money would be needed. Ah, chump change. To construct the space elevator, and there would be some hurdles, such as where to build it, said Satomi Katsuyama, leader of the company's space elevator project. What would the buttons look like? But would like to, what would the music? What would the elevator music be? You're looking at a 7.5-day trip. All right, the company at present cannot calculate how much money we're doing. All right, okay, but would like to realize the project as it will greatly save on costs for space development in the future. I don't know. Would you guys go into space in an elevator? I'm just not that excited. I think it would fall. I just don't like, I mean, I go into elevators. I'm not afraid of elevators. I just, you know, I mean, the Empire State Building is probably as far as I'm going to go. I'm not going to go 96,000 kilometers. All right, well, that's what they're doing. Okay, what other techie stuff is happening? All right, doctors develop a vest. This is cool. This is cool stuff, a vest that can diagnose heart attacks as soon as they happen. Now, this happened at a British hospital, and the patients will be the first in the world to use this vest. Many a times with these heart attacks, we can't tell if you've had a heart attack until we monitor you for 8 hours and do the cardiac. I mean, we monitor you for 24 hours, but cardiac enzymes will start to rise a lot of times in 8 hours. True, we could get the troponin to see if there's been heart damage immediately, but many times we have to observe you for 24 hours. In this case, they think victims could be diagnosed up to 12 hours earlier because this device from HeartScape contains 80 sensors attached to the patient's chest and back, and it has been successful. It gives the doctors a 3D, 360-degree color image of the heart. Now, it has, you know, some EKG, you know, I mean, I took a look at the video. I saw the sensors. I saw the EKG. I, because it gives you the EKG reading, which, I mean, we already do now cheaply. But I guess this three-dimensional image could let doctors see if the heart is having parts of the heart not receive. I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of perfusion type of imagery where we could see what part of the heart is getting less blood than others. They aren't really going into too much detail about how this is going to do this. But they said apparently the vest, they throw the vest on you, they could take a look, and then hopefully interpret if you're having a heart attack sooner. You see, what I predict later, and it's probably going to be beyond our lifetime, right, because they're too busy making elevators that go out to space, but I predict we are going to be wearing clothes that will tell us when something's going on. You know, we'll be wearing clothes that'll go, beep, Dr. Dahlia, your heart. Heart, please check your heart. Beep, Dr. Dahlia, anal fissure growing. Anal fissure, Dr. Dahlia, beep. Dr. Dahlia, bladder infection. Bladder infection, 12 o'clock or 6 o'clock, bladder infection. And, you know, so it would read our bodies, and it would tell us, okay, we got something kooky going on, let's go to the doctor. Well, and then, I mean, honestly, if we have that sort of technology, they'll probably, remember, what did we talk about a few days ago? A microchip? They have a microchip now that could remotely, it'll administer medicine in you, the osteoporosis drug for tail. All right, I know. You see, you guys didn't pay attention. You guys weren't even listening to my show a few days ago. Anyway, there's this microchip that can hold about, I think, 60 or 600 nanoliters of Forteo, which is a drug we use for osteoporosis. Expensive, but it works. And they implant the microchip, and somebody could remotely hit a button to inject the medicine into you. I guess cause the side to burn and melt, and then the medicine falls into your I don't know if it's mucosa. I think it's within the skin. Maybe epidermis, dermal transmission. I don't know. But anyway, so they already have the ability to remotely inject you with medicine. So if they later have clothing, I mean, imagine underwear. Beep, erectile dysfunction alert, erectile dysfunction alert. I mean, then imagine. They could probably then, I guess, give us medicine at the same time. Inject it. I don't know. Cool stuff. Cool stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll be back with more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What is the most abundant resource on earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We got Donovan working on the dials. I love working with Donovan. We got great, great crew. Big thanks to George, who has been working on getting me some real sassy, cool bumper music. So I'm really, really excited. We're going to rock and roll pretty soon in the next couple weeks. So super happy, team. Great team. All right, now, here we are with possible edible packaging for our food. Now, Harvard University has a scientist who has actually developed a lot of things, okay? David A. Edwards has developed inhalable chocolate, inhalable caffeine, tuberculosis vaccine in the form of a spray, and now he has developed something called WikiCells. No, don't mix it up with WikiLeaks. It's called WikiCells. It's packages that enclose food and liquid in an edible membrane. He's hoping that this would prevent us from needing to use non-biodegradable type of packaging and plastics, etc. Now, apparently how he does this is he's trying to imitate the natural packaging that certain foods have. You know, like you have an egg that has a hard shell, you take off the shell and you can eat the egg. They say grapes also are one of nature's examples of a bottle natural packaging. So what they've done is created a membrane that is comprised of a charged polymer and food particles that will in turn have a hard shell. You break the shell away, and then you can eat the bottle or the box, etc. They say Edwards and his team have developed a variety of different platforms for WikiCells that could be served as meals, drinks, and snacks, including a tomato membrane containing gazpacho soup that can be poured over bread, an orange membrane filled with orange juice that you could drink with a straw. This is cool stuff. Smaller grape-like membrane that holds wine, and a chocolate membrane containing hot chocolate. Are you picturing water balloon? That's what I am. I'm picturing a water balloon, but now apparently there's supposed to be some hard shell. Edwards plans to develop WikiCells further. Ooh, I wonder if they have stock. So they will someday be commercially available to the broader public. I don't really know, though, if I want my wine dry out of a grape. You know, I think I like it in the box that it's in, you know. It has a little dispenser. No. All right. Edwards plans to develop WikiLeaks for, I already read that. Okay. He hopes to develop a product platform for WikiCells that would allow individuals to produce their own edible bottles. Produce your own? Well, where do we get the membranes? I don't want to think about that one. All right, cool stuff. So, gosh, we talked about a lot of cool techno stuff. Space elevators, edible bottles, 3D heart vests. That's some pretty cool stuff. All right, let's get to some more medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. All right, so for those of us women that have been afflicted with endometriosis, oh, it's miserable. For some of you men that aren't sure what it is, you probably don't want to know. It's pretty miserable. Endometriosis, if I could summarize it, is where part of your uterus lining decides to escape the uterus, okay? And when it escapes the uterus, where does it go? Well, it flees kind of near the area of the fallopian tube, all right? And it deposits on the bowel wall, on the ovary, it could even, you know, deposit on the liver, so all sorts of places. Now, you'd think, well, who cares? You know, people will live with the uterine lining all the time. Well, who cares if it, you know, is a little bit outside the uterus, right? Isn't the woman's, you know, pelvis just the same anyway? Well, no, it's not. Because remember, what does the uterus do once a month? It bleeds. It bleeds. So any of this endometrial lining, this uterine lining, that decides to flee and set up shop somewhere else, will also go through the same hormonal changes that the uterus lining does. The body doesn't care if the uterus lining is inside the body or outside the body. It is going to send hormonal signals to beef it up, get it all juiced up and ready for a baby. And if ovulation doesn't happen, and if implantation doesn't occur, it will shed. So women actually bleed internally. So these pieces build up, and then they bleed, and they cause scarring. So a woman that has endometriosis is just miserable. Well, adding insult to injury, a study came out today saying ovarian cancer is linked to it. They say 10% of women who have this endometriosis, right, are more I'm sorry. Hold on a second. This is even worse. They say 10% of women now have endometriosis, okay? All right? They say... researchers at USC teamed up with the Ovarian Cancer Association and found that women who have endometriosis are 3 times greater risk of developing 3 specific types of ovarian cancer, your clear cell, your endometrioid, and your low-grade serous. Now, we've always kind of been watching this, you know, does endometriosis have an ovarian cancer link? Now they say that the association is much higher than expected. Now, what do you do? Well, I mean, honestly, okay, remember, most women that get endometriosis don't get ovarian cancer, right? And many of these women, they're so scarred up and they're in so much pain that once they're done having kids, many of them get a hysterectomy. So we don't see a lot of it. Now, I'm not saying go and get a hysterectomy, okay? I mean, again, still, it's still low risk to get ovarian cancer, but you're at higher risk than a woman that doesn't get endometriosis. Now, why? Is it because these bleeding implants are causing stress onto the organ? Is it, you know, the scarring? Is it you having stress? I mean, somebody in pain every single month, and this is debilitating pain. You know, it could be enough to stress you. You know, I mean, I still believe there's a huge link to cancer and stress. That's why I need to PET scan myself every week later, because my life is just full of stress. I work 200-hour weeks, if that even exists. So just for those of you that have endometriosis, my advice to you is, I mean, you're usually in the gynecologist's office pretty often. Just make sure they keep an eye on your ovaries. True, there's no official screen for ovarian cancer. We're not supposed to be ultrasounding you. We're not supposed to be doing the CA-125, which is a blood test that looks at the tumor marker for ovarian cancer. But I'm going to tell you right now, most gynecologists who think their patient is at higher risk, you bet your butt they do. Of course they run the CA-125 and ultrasound. All right, they're going to watch their patient. They're their patient's advocate, not the government's advocate. All right, so let's move on to this next story in the last minute or two. And for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Employers can tell how good you'll be at your job based on your Facebook profile. Researchers found that employers who actually see photographs of future employees drinking and having fun actually look at it agreeably. And they think you would possibly succeed at that job. They said seeing people party on Facebook was overall seen to be a positive, as it showed the person was more sociable and extroverted. All right, guys, I'd be very careful. No, don't be lighting up a doob. No. The study carried out by Northeastern Illinois University and the University of Evansville and Auburn University had a professor and 2 students look at the profiles of 56 employed students. They looked at each profile for 10 minutes and considered the information, such as pictures, comments, friends, and interests. Right. And then 6 months later, the results were compared with employee evaluations by their supervisors. And they found a strong connection between job performance and the scores for traits, including conscientiousness, agreeability, and curiosity. Well, you know what this is? This is Darwinian selection of your social order. You know, people that are popular and good with groups, etc., they usually get hired than the nerd in the back of the class. But be careful, guys. I really want to put pictures of you drinking on Facebook. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If you can't, have a great rest of the way home.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.